Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The New England Patriots kick off their season this Sunday afternoon as they host the Philadelphia Eagles. Last season, the Pats ended with an 8-9 record and out of the playoff picture. For a preview of what we can expect this season, we're joined by ESPN's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Rupa.
So the Patriots finished in third place in the AFC East last year. What did they do in the offseason to try and turn that around?
Well, Rupa, the most significant change they made was on their offensive coaching staff. They brought in Bill O'Brien as their offensive coordinator, and the hope is that his experience coordinating and leading offenses over the last decade leads to a better offensive performance for the Patriots than last year, and specifically with their quarterback, Mac Jones, who enters his third season.
Okay, and speaking of Mac Jones, the Pats have made it clear with their roster moves that he is the man at quarterback. What do you think of that decision?
It was clearly the decision that was the obvious one to me, Rupa, as I watched every single one of the Patriots' practices. Mac is the best fit for what Bill O'Brien wants to do offensively, and that's to spread the ball around to a variety of pass catchers and really put a lot on the quarterback from an intellectual standpoint. So he's going to put Mac back there and say, read the defense before the ball is snapped and know where you're going with the ball. And that's really a strength of Mac's game. He's a thinking man's quarterback, if you will.
Mm. So Devin McCourty is gone this season. What does the Pats defense look like without him?
Well, Rupa, it's a great point that you bring up because Devin McCourty was not just an excellent free safety, sort of patrolling the deep part of the field, making sure that the Patriots didn't give up big plays, but he was also one of the greatest leaders that they've had in Bill Belichick's 24 years as head coach. So they're filling not just a void on the field, but also a leadership void in the locker room and off the field. It's interesting to me that Devin's actually the only player on defense that they lost from last season. And Rupa, they were a really good defense last season. So the hope is that they can fill that void, which is hard to do with one player. They're going to need multiple players to fill it, but then also take a step forward from the pretty solid performance that they had last year on defense and be even better this year.
So the Pats will honor longtime quarterback Tom Brady at Sunday's game. How do you see that going?
Well, it will be a spectacle. Something tells me there'll be something unforgettable that fans and those that are there at the stadium that on Sunday will experience. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it will be more than run-of-the-mill. I'm pretty sure of that.
All right, and then I can't let you go without asking you for your predictions. How do you think the season is going to go, and how do you think it's going to end for the Pats?
When the odds makers set a win total, they say that 7.5 is sort of the target, which would mean another, 7-10 season or an 8-9 season. I think I would say they're going to be a little bit above that and on the fringe of the playoffs. And if they can get in, anything's possible. But this is a lot different conversation than we've had in the past years when Tom Brady was the quarterback, when it wasn't necessarily if they would make the playoffs, it was how far they would actually go in the playoffs.
ESPN's Mike Reese sounding cautiously optimistic. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rupa.